Let's keep moving now and look at this very practical question. Are we allowed to be angry at God just because things don't go our way, even after we prayed? I can understand how someone might get angry with the Lord when times are tough and our prayers seem to go unanswered. However, that anger is due to ignorance and a lack of faith on our part. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that the Lord loves you? Do you trust the Lord? Do you trust that the Lord knows what He is doing? If so, dear friend, patiently wait on your loving Lord to work out those things in your life that will benefit you and glorify Him. Let's look at a time when King David was upset with the Lord, and we'll also see how he handled his anger. Psalm 13, 1-6 says, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me." In his afflictions, David felt the Lord had deserted him, leaving him alone to solve his own problems. This had gone on long enough, and David expressed his annoyance with the Lord. 4 times in this psalm, David asked the Lord, "How long?" I'm sure there are times that we've all felt feeling similar to what David is expressing here. Let's continue to explore this psalm. After realizing that his frustration and complaints were doing him no good, David prayed. He demands nothing of the Lord, but in humility, he asked the Lord to lighten his eyes or to give him comfort and understanding. He expresses how that he cannot live without the light of the Lord. He doesn't want his enemies to be victorious over him. What a valuable and often overlooked treasure we have in the ability to pray. The Lord will always listen to us, day or night. We read in Psalm 121:4 that the Lord shall neither slumber nor sleep. Pray, dear fellow believer, the Lord will hear. We then read in this psalm that David, realizing that the Lord would deliver him in his own perfect time, began to praise the Lord. Let's read Psalm 13:6 again. "I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me." So, in this psalm, we see that what began with a sigh ended with a song. My dear Christian friend, there is absolutely no justifiable reason to be angry with the Lord. He loves us and will minister to our needs according to His infinite love, wisdom, and power. Let us learn to wait upon Him. As David later wrote in Psalm 27:14, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord."